So tell us about Team Steps. What did you do that has enabled these facilities to save so many lives?
Well, we created a training and implementation program that really helps a team of experts become an expert team. So systematically, we're trying to roll this into healthcare to ensure that it gets into the DNA of all healthcare professionals and that patients feel comfortable speaking up.
Now, what little I've read about this, it seems that when hospitals undertake these quality improvement programs, it's often a matter of very simple steps that in retrospect you slap your head and say, why didn't we do that earlier? Is that the case in this? And give us some examples.
Yeah, exactly. If you look at what the leading cause of these errors and harm are, it's related to communications over 50% of the time. And these are poor communication and other teamwork skills. So what Team Steps is a cure for this ineffective communication. So it's helping physicians, nurses, and technicians talking to each other about the patient, getting the patient to speak up. And we really believe that we are reaching healthcare now because we have impacted over 25% of the hospitals, clinics, and other care facilities across our country to prevent harm and save lives.
Is it possible to know or can you relate what was the biggest single problem that you had to solve first?
Well, when we look at our challenges, from a leadership perspective, it's really taken courage, commitment, and collaboration to try to lead and accelerate transformational change. And our biggest problem at first was show me the evidence. You know, who wants to believe in this kumbaya stuff? Now the science supports that. So there's a continued challenge that goes on because our healthcare professionals are still trained in silos. But we are beginning to see in its infancy more interprofessional education. But the biggest challenge is aligning leadership to get leadership buy-in at all levels. And it really starts at the top.
And I imagine it also starts with the physicians who are sometimes maybe a little resistant to anybody saying, hey, doc, what about this?
That's a nice way of saying it. But what we are encouraged by those coming out of medical school, nursing schools, and other healthcare professions are coming out with the understanding that they need to work together as teams. So that is a shining light right now.
We're speaking with Heidi King, Director of Patient Safety Solutions for the TRICARE Management Activity at DOD. Now, where does your position fit in the hierarchy of TRICARE? Are you in the medical side or the management side? Where do you fit?
Yes, we sit in the office of the Chief Medical Officer in the TRICARE Management Activity, which is the health plan for 9.8 million beneficiaries. Those are the service members and their families that we serve.
Okay. And let's go back to the work you're doing in the STEPS program. Here's a medical area you hear about once in a while. It makes the news. Suppose the wrong organ side or the wrong side limb is operated on. How can your program prevent that type of thing from happening?
Well, what Team Steps does is it offers and creates the common language for healthcare professionals, gets them on the same page of what they're doing for every patient every time. And so Team Steps is a set of tools and strategies and communication techniques so that we all have a shared mental model of what needs to happen to every patient every time.
So do you use things like checklists, for example, that you might have borrowed from some other industry?
Certainly, sir. And all of this comes from military aviation crashes back 30 years ago, 3 decades ago. We learned what is important in various areas within the military as well as other industries. And what we've done is we've transitioned that information into healthcare to make it safer. So we have checklists, we have special tools, we have acronyms, different techniques that people can use to make sure that critical information is communicated all the time on all the patients. So when we see something happen, it's the expectation that every healthcare member has a responsibility to speak up and advocate on behalf of the patients that we serve.
Now, back in the quality circle days when the Japanese cars were first coming into the United States, one of the stories we heard is that in Japan, someone could put up their hand and push a button and stop a factory if they thought something was going wrong. Is that something you've instituted, maybe a nurse or maybe someone, anybody that could be in the operating theater could throw up their hands and say, wait, it's not the liver, it's the kidney?
Exactly. And that's what Team Steps does. It creates that environment or that culture that people feel comfortable to speak up. I can honestly tell you, though, across the country, that is an area where we are trying to make improvements, not just in the military health system, but across all healthcare in this country and internationally. We really need to focus on people feeling comfortable and being encouraged to speak up. And when somebody does speak up, we want that person to acknowledge and thank them for speaking up.
And would you say that the military through TRICARE is ahead of the private sector in this, or are you learning from what's happening in private sector medicine?
No, we actually were the initiator. I'm the lead architect for this initiative, and we started this and partnered with our sister agency, which is the Agency for Healthcare and Research and Quality, and in the Department of Health and Human Services, because initially the president gave them the rose to work on patient safety. So what we took what we learned in the military health system and put in place in this team steps, and partnered with the Agency for Healthcare and Research and Quality to make it available across this country for all hospitals and clinics.
So it must have been great news to hear you were a SAMMY's finalist.
Oh, that was awesome.